When the results of a state commission study on energy efficiency came out, they weren't met with much surprise, at least from people like Natalie Treat, an efficiency advocate with Northeast Energy Efficiency Partnerships, or NEEP.
It's been documented by the study that New Hampshire could cost-effectively be doing 10 times as much energy efficiency as they are now.
The standard argument for doing more is pretty simple. Every year, New Hampshire homeowners, businesses, and institutions spend about $6 billion on fuel and electricity. $3.9 billion, or 65% of those dollars, goes out of state immediately. Saving that money would mean more of it sloshing around generally in the New Hampshire economy. The problem is that you have to spend up front in order to capture the savings down the road.
There's a lot of interesting things in that study. There are a lot of big price tags in that study, to be perfectly honest.
Mike Licata is the vice president of the state's biggest business lobbying group, the BIA. The big price tags are for incentives that coax more homeowners to insulate and tighten up their homes and switch to more efficient light bulbs and refrigerators, and for better furnaces and industrial equipment for businesses. Right now, the programs that subsidize energy efficiency work are paid for mostly by tiny amounts siphoned off of electric bills, 0.3 cents a kilowatt hour, or about $2 a month for the average customer. For a family that uses just a little electricity, that's no big deal. But a big chunk of businesses' expenses go toward electricity, making them very keen on keeping energy prices low.
One of the proposals is to increase the funding for them by roughly, I think, $93 million over 5 years. I guess the short answer there is that seems to not quite strike the right balance in our perspective.
But just over the southern border, the business community has been persuaded. Mark Sylvia, commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Energy Resources, says Bay State businesses were persuaded by a key phrase. Massachusetts law says money taken from electric bills will go toward achieving all cost-effective energy improvements.
I think for the business community, that's a very important piece of all of this. If there are going to be programs that they can take advantage of, then they have to yield more benefits than they do cost.
That support has been crucial for making Mass the national leader for its energy efficiency programs. There, utilities aggressively pursue chances to conserve energy, whereas in New Hampshire, utilities get a modest sum of money, and then they mostly wait for consumers to come to them. To get anywhere near what Massachusetts does, New Hampshire has a few hurdles to clear. One is that utilities make money per unit of electricity or gas sold, so investing in efficiency means less revenue. They have very little incentive to get aggressive with their programs. Kate Peters, director of Public Service of New Hampshire's efficiency programs, says utilities and regulators at the PUC are going to talk about ways to get those incentives in line.
We can't actually ramp up our programs until we're directed to, and part of that discussion at the PUC is all about the revenues and rate impacts and how the programs work.
But while that gets hashed out, there's a higher hurdle, one of trust, especially for businesses in New Hampshire. After years of seeing funds that were supposed to be set aside for energy efficiency repeatedly pillaged by legislators looking to balance the budget, businesses aren't excited about making those pots of money any bigger. Mike Licata says the BIA actually supports efficiency spending in concept.
It's one thing to say, okay, let's spend $93 million on energy efficiency. It's another thing to say, let's create a pot of money to spend $93 million on energy efficiency. And then what happens when the state gets into a budget crunch, which invariably will be back there in about a year, I'm quite sure.
So energy efficiency boosters are looking at an impasse, even as they point out that without reducing consumption, New England will have to build ever more infrastructure, be it wind turbines, gas pipelines, or nuclear plants. All of that, Natalie Treat of NEEP points out, will be expensive in its own right.
It costs about a third as much to meet those capacity needs through energy efficiency as new supply. Just on the fuel side of things, it's 9 to 10 cents a kilowatt hour for getting new electric supply. And if it's looking at about 3 cents a kilowatt hour for a portfolio of energy efficiency savings.
Energy fights over wind energy, power lines, and the state's energy plan are all teed up to take place in Concord this year. So it's still an open question whether energy efficiency will simply get lost in the shuffle. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.